Hey, what is going on? This is Arvell Craig, and I got some things I want to share with you real quick. There are three books I really want to recommend to you if you're in business, if you have some goals, some aspirations, and you really want to see growth happen both inside of you and outside of you. And before I get into these books, I guess I could put a context. This is technically going to be produced on my co-focus High Performance Accountability podcast, which I don't always post something on here all the time, but today I just wanted to do it via audio. I wanted to post something here just to get it out to you quickly. And I think it's going to be some really, really good tips and some really good techniques. And actually, before I get into the techniques, I want to talk about something else that I just learned. Yesterday, I went to a sales training program by, it was a Sandler sales training workshop here in Phoenix. I think it's called the Mercury Division or Mercury Sales Team. But it was a really, really amazing training. I've never been to a sales training. I never really saw myself as a salesperson. I've just been a business guy, a hustler, a marketer, but I'm realizing I need to up my game in sales. That is like, that's like one of those anchor skills. It's one of those pivotal skills that if you can improve yourself as a salesperson, it would probably improve your entire life because you are always communicating. You are always needing to influence people, and mastering or investing in your ability to sell and communicate well in a persuasive and an influential way is so such a dynamic skill set. But let me tell you this one technique, this one, I think they call it a success system or something from Sandler. And then I'll get into these three books because actually the books somewhat touch on the three points of this success triangle. And the triangle was a simple B as in boy, A as in apple, T as in Tom, this BAT system. And these three triangles meant B stood for behavior. Okay. And then A stood for attitude. And then T stood for technique. And the kind of the summary of the idea was that if you really want to find success in your life, it isn't just about getting a technique or a strategy or knowledge. That's the T. You also have to have the right mindset, the right attitude to actually kind of embody that new idea. And you have to be able to be in control of your behavior, and that's the B. So the BAT was just a really cool, simple concept that really stressed, for me, it just stressed the point that it's not just about technique or strategies or tactics. You also need behavior and attitude, right? And so technically, the whole idea of the Co-Focus Accountability podcast, as this show, was really about the wanting to stress that if we wanted to grow, we not only needed to focus on something that's critically important, but we will need to co-focus, right? We need to find other people who helps us really embody and behave in a way that leads us in the way we want to go. That's the whole co-focus idea. Get somebody else. It's accountability. It's mastermind. It's relationships that help you to make progress, not just knowledge. So BAT, and how does that relate to the books I want to talk about? Well, there's three books that I want to share with you. One is a book called Indistractable, okay? Indistractable by the author Nir, N-I-R-A-L, E-Y-A-L. And the book Indistractable is about not being so manipulated and distracted in your life, right? Because today we have so many distractions on us. And so this book really deals to me with the behavior. How can you begin to get some control over your behavior so that you can be indistractable, so that you can be more focused, so that you can have your attention circumspect towards where you want to go? And three really cool points I got from the book was that to be indistractable, you have to manage three domains of life. One is your internal, right? Regardless of what's on the outside, you need to be able to understand what's going on the inside and be in control so that you don't get distracted by understanding, you know, your inner world, your inner motivations, your inner urges. Number two was the fact that you needed to have a control. You have to have a system. You have to have a schedule because you can't be distracted unless you have a very clear, predetermined plan for the time. So right now, you're only distracted if your calendar says what you should be doing. And if you're not doing what your calendar says, then that means you are distracted. So the second point was being a master of your time and your schedule and pre-plan what you need to do. And then number three was being able to master devices, the notifications, the alerts, not being a slave to technology and email and text and social media and all those kind of things that can distract you. So that's just a real simple 3 points that I got from the book that I still remember now, but I highly recommend you check out Indistractable by Nir Eyal. And again, and to me, that is a book that helps you be in control of your behavior. Don't let yourself be distracted and behave in ways that you don't want to behave, right? So that's the B in that BAT system. Now the A is attitude. And so the second book I want to talk about is called Pitch Anything by Oren Claff, O-R-E-N-K-L-A-F. And I've actually read this book or listened to this audiobook at least 5 times in the past 6 years. It is that good. And it's a book on sales or pitching, communicating, giving presentations in a way that have power, in a way that really capture and persuade and move people to want to work with you. And so 3 keys that I just want to share with you that I got from this book was number one, prizing, right? It's the idea that the company and that client and their money is not the prize, but you should be the prize. And learning how to communicate and interact with people where you are the prize, not them, so that you're not begging and desperate and needy for their business, but they want you. You are a rare commodity. Money can be found in 1,000 places, but there's only one you. So really embodying that mindset, that going into sales situations where you feel and you stand as if you are the prize. Such a powerful idea. And another concept I got from him was about intrigue and how you communicate and communicating ideas and hooks and things to the audience that it really intrigues them. In other words, tapping into their emotional brain, their crocodile brain that really attracts them versus trying to speak towards their neocortex, speak towards their logic and their intellect with all your features and your benefits, which is okay, but he stresses the importance of speaking towards their emotional crocodile brain, right? Speak towards that and drive them, make them attracted and coveting or just really desiring what you have because it's so special. It's something else. Tap into that side of your audience, not just their logical brain. I'll just give you those 2 points. Incredible book. And I'll stop there. And so that, to me, that book, besides it has a lot of techniques, but it really helps you to pick up some new attitudes. And I think that will be great for you and your goals of growth. And then number three is another book that has tons and tons, I'd say, of techniques. Just ridiculous. It's called The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And I just heard about the book. I just got it a couple months ago. And it's like the 10th anniversary edition. And it might have came out a couple years ago. So it's, I don't know, 10, 15 years old. But the book is incredible. It's got, I think, 67 success principles and many other principles you've heard before. If you read, if you learn, if you study, many of the principles, you know, he kind of crowdsources his books and gets the best of the best ideas from all kinds of other people. But I found the book to be ridiculously powerful, ridiculously rich, and with tons and tons of nuggets and ideas. So I can't even summarize that because, again, it's 67 principles, but it is like a full feast. It's like Thanksgiving, you know. It'll stuff you. It'll fill you up. It's the kind of book that you use maybe as an encyclopedia, as a reference manual on different ideas. So just definitely check out The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. Tons of techniques. So anyway, that is all I got for you. I just want to encourage you, check out some of these books if you are a reader. If you haven't read any of these, definitely check them out no matter what you do. If you have goals of growth and development for your future and you want to figure out how you can kind of take things to the next level, I'm certain that learning how to control and reduce your ability to be distracted or being distractible is going to be powerful as there's more and more communication and media and you know, phones and glasses and watches, everything buzzing. Learning how to reduce distractions is going to be a powerful thing for you. And then getting the attitude that the book Pitch Anything talks about is going to really set you up to be a part, to be different from other people And then again, the techniques and the success principle will give you, you know, 5 years worth of principles to work on and apply in your life. So hope you enjoy that. Hope you get something for that. Again, my name is Arvell Craig. You can find me at arvellcraig.com or at Arvell Craig on Twitter or Instagram. And yeah, let's connect. Let's chat. If you got any other ideas on books or things that you use to help you grow, please share them. Other than that, share this podcast with anyone you know that might benefit from these ideas. And that is all I got. You can also friend me on Facebook. Let's connect. Let's chat. Create a great day. Bye.